Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
church. Give God all praise, everybody. Come on and shout hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, because he is worthy of all praise and honor. Hallelujah. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you for new mercy and new grace. Amen. We thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, Lord, we thank you for keeping us, saving us, healing us, delivering us, oh God, setting us free. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We come to worship you, God. We come to give you all honor, praise, and glory. Amen. We come to give you all that we are, oh God, for all that you are. Amen. We come surrendering all over to you, oh God, trusting you with everything. Amen. That's concerning us. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We come today, believe it, amen. How many come today, believe it, I see in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. So come and let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joy to him with songs, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Glory, hallelujah, for the Lord, he is the great God and the great King, amen. Hallelujah, above all gods. In his hands are the deep places of the earth, the heights of the hills, amen, are his. Also, the sea is his, for he made it, and his hands from the dry land. Amen. Oh, come and let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and he, hallelujah, will always be for us. Never leave us or forsake us. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Glory to your name, God. Come on, everybody, and shout with me. Welcome to the shout. I'm your host, Brother Steve Chantel. My name, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Just thanking God for this time, this set time, that we're able to come right now together, touching and agreeing, trusting God together, amen, coming to encourage one another, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Let's see, Cousin Brittany Dallas back on the shout. I think that's your number. Amen. Welcome back. Hallelujah. Go ahead and open up your mouth and shout. Sister Dorita Jones, give God our praise. Glory and honor. Shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you,
glory,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I thank the Lord for waking me this morning to see a brand new day. And after I woke up, I had to push my limb. And most of all, I was closing my right mind. And I want to thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you. Thanks for taking all of my friends and family in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. When you woke up and you realize you're still in your right mind. Amen. Hallelujah. Ain't nothing like it. Amen. My Lord, my God. He kashanabaha. Come on, everybody, and shout glory. Hallelujah. Amen. If you trust God for the miracle, we serve a miracle working God. All knowing, all seeing, everywhere, God. Amen. We serve a God that is merciful. Amen. Hallelujah. We just thank God for right there, right here, for all that he is doing, even right there on this line. If you believe him, I was telling them later today, stay in that mindset, expecting God to do it. Walking in expectations. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. That means you have faith. Hallelujah. Unwavering faith. Amen. Staying right there. Go ahead, Sister Connie, and shout. Give God our praise, glory, and honor. Shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Connie, you there? Oh, well, I'm not sure. Maybe, hopefully, it's not my mind. I hope not. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I thought I had unmuted it, but I hadn't. I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem.
Hello?
Go ahead, Sister Connie.
Yes, I just want to say
ma'am.
Good evening to everyone. And I want to say thank you. Thank the Lord for my healing and my blessings that he has bestowed upon my entire family of late.
Amen.
You know, it's like it's so many, I can't count no more. I don't even try to count.
Jesus.
You know, and it's just not just for me. It's different members of my family. When I pray for them and things started happening, then all of a sudden good things start happening for them too. So,
amen.
And I just want to ask for continued prayer, you know, for my first husband, Learn Green Sr., and his family, you know, with the cancer. And also pray for them to come together with a little bit of more harmony. They need harmony right now. They're kind of separating themselves over this, and they need better understanding. They need Jesus, really. But
my God.
It's kind of sad, you know. It's just pray for harmony for the family.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We pray right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come touching the grandfather, God, in Jesus' name. Pray for harmony, oh God, that they can all come and be on one accord. So whatever the enemy is doing to cause separation and division in that family, oh God, we pray for divine unity right now, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, that they would come together in love, amen. Come together in peace, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God, we ask your peace come and be still, amen. Oh, let peace overtake everyone of them, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord, that you've heard our prayers, that you've answered our prayers, oh God, as we come by faith. In Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, Sister Connie. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Go ahead, Cousin Brenda Gale, and shout, open up your mouth and shout, give God our praise, glory, and shout, glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. God be the glory. Good evening, everyone. I am so excited to be back on the shout. I had a nice little trip. I'm back here with my mom. She was excited to see me, and I'm excited to see her. But to God be the glory. It all went well, and everything was well when I got back here. So I praise God. I thank you for your prayers and keeping me and God leading, guiding, and protecting us and bringing us back home. I am so grateful, so grateful, so honored.
Amen. Yes, we've been praying and lifting you up. We look for you on Saturday. We pray for you. We ain't forgot about you, so we're praying and lifting you up in the name of Jesus Christ and trusting God for you to be back on. So when I see you here, I just thank God. I have a big smile on my face saying, oh, she's back. So glory, hallelujah to our God. Amen. God bless you, Cousin Brenda Gale. God keep you. May God continue to strengthen you, guide you, protect you, and may you be increased in peace right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We love you, and we thank God for you. Glory, hallelujah. Hey, you need to make me love you. Hallelujah. Thank God for you, amen. Oh, go ahead, go ahead. Go ahead and listen to me. I'm going to mess up the line. Hallelujah.
Say hallelujah, mother.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
All right, she's stronger today.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen. Today we love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead, Sister Dylan, and shout. Give God our praise, glory, and honor, and shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Good evening, ladies. I have Becky on the line, too, with me. But glory, hallelujah. I just thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning. He went before me to the doctors. All of my tests come out good. I still got another one to go through. They try to say it might be lupus, but we ain't gonna claim that because God's gonna go ahead of me again for the next test result. So we're not gonna claim that. I'm just saying thankful. I'm just thankful and grateful. In spite of what I go through every day, getting up with the pain and the aches and stuff, I'm so grateful. I just thank you, Lord, because I could have been gone. But he kept me here. He got me here for some reason. But I say thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus Christ's holy name, thank you. And let me
thank you, Lord.
Whatever you're doing in this season, Lord, don't do it without me and you and
yes,
you,
Lord.
And you. Amen. God bless.
Amen. Yes,
amen.
God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Glory
yes,
to God. God
yes.
bless you, Sister Dylan. We
Lord.
Love you. We thank God for you.
Bless you. Love you too.
Thank you,
amen.
Jesus. Go ahead, Becky. Open up your
thank
mouth
you,
and shout, give God our praise, glory, and honor. Shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, hallelujah. I thank God for waking me up this morning. I think I'm the same on my way to the doctor today. I hear my tip and I ask the glory, my action to send his angels in and watch over me.
Amen.
I had good news, I had bad, but I'm not going to claim it.
Amen.
Keep me in his hand and guide me.
Yeah. Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, God bless you. God keep you. May God continue to strengthen you. May you continue to trust God for the miracle. Amen. It's already working on the inside.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We
yes.
have the resurrection power that's working on the inside. The only way that we can, what is what I'm looking for, that we can ignite it, that we can activate it, is that we have faith. Faith activates miracles. Amen.
Yes.
So that's how we need to be staying in place of believing and trusting God. And if you have a problem with your unbelief, ask God to help you with your unbelief. Amen. So that you can receive the miracle. God bless you. God keep you. We thank God for you. We love you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God, everybody. I just thank God for this precious time that God has given us. Amen. Take the time out of your day to just thank God for what God is doing, what God has done, and what you're trusting God to do. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, worship him. Praise him. We were talking about the other day that praise and worship, it confuses the enemy. He understands when you get the praise and worship with all you're going through and all that he's throwing your way, and you're still standing and trusting God, and you're decreeing the crap, though you slay me, I'm going to still stand. I'm still going to trust in the Lord. Amen. When we say Monday, Tuesday, I'm going to trust the Lord. Wednesday, Thursday, I'm going to trust the Lord. Friday, Saturday, I'm going to trust the Lord. Early on Sunday, I'm going to trust the Lord. Late at night, I'm going to trust the Lord. Hallelujah. Whatever you're going through, I'm going to trust the Lord. Whatever it is, I'm going to trust the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You understand that worshiping God is one of the most powerful things that we can do. Praising him takes the focus off ourselves and puts it entirely on him. Amen. And that is always the best way to approach God and begin to pray. Amen. Prayer is communicating with God. Let me want you to understand this and communicating your love. Amen. Gratitude, worship, and praise to God is the best way to start any prayer. Amen. It is also healthy for our minds and our soul as well as our physical body. See, too often we are so busy with our day that we don't worship and praise God to the extent that we should have. Anywhere you're going, anything that you're doing, just thank him, amen, that you're able, that you're stable, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, we have so much to thank God for through the day, all day, that he's kept us. There are many that have left home that did not return on yesterday. There are many that laid down on last night but didn't get up this morning, amen. There are many that went into the hospital but never made it out the hospital. But God has kept you, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. You have the power and authority in your mouth to speak to those things, and it shall be established in your life, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, you need to understand the power that you have in the tongue that you have. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, you have the resurrection power. I want you to understand Satan doesn't have no power unless you give it to him.
Amen.
Don't give Satan no power. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So praise him, amen. God desires our praise, hallelujah. Then we can give him our praise, give him all the praise that you got. All, you know, the bread that he gives you to praise him. We'll praise others, and you'll praise men, and they're singing, amen? Hallelujah. We thank God, amen. We thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. When you allow Satan to control your thoughts, when you allow him to get into your head and control your mind, then you begin to speak what he's putting there, what you're listening to, amen? But you can speak over yourself. Praise him. When you praise him, he reveals himself to us, amen? And he wants to reveal himself more to us, amen? So that we can receive great and mighty things from him. Great things happen when we worship God for more than we can even realize, amen? Hallelujah. So we just thank God today. I want to pray of salvation. And that's for anybody that's on the line that needs to pray that prayer, pray it with me today. I don't know who it's for, but if it's for you, pray this prayer of salvation today. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We confess that we are sinners. Whoever it is, we confess it. I confess, and we're going to say it like this. If it's for you, and you need to pray that prayer of salvation, let's pray it right now. You know who you are, whether you're online listening or you called in to listen today. Every guest and every continued guest, amen. If you need to pray this prayer of salvation, I'm going to slow down for you so that you can pray this prayer with me today, a prayer of salvation. Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. I confess that I am a sinner and that I have sinned against you. I ask you to forgive me for all of my sins. And I repent for my sins. And I choose to follow and obey and accept your Son, Jesus Christ, as my Lord and Savior. I believe in my heart that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to die for my sins on the cross at Calvary. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, was born of the Virgin Mary, was crucified, and died on the cross at Calvary for me and the sins of all others. I believe that after 3 days, he was raised from the dead, ascended into heaven and is alive today, I ask you, Jesus Christ, to be the Lord of my life and to be my Savior. I receive you now as my Lord and Savior with all of my heart. I believe that Jesus Christ is my King and my God and the Lord of my life. I believe that Jesus Christ is alive in me. And I declare that Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray and we receive.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. If you pray that prayer today,
amen.
The prayer of salvation. If you pray that prayer today, give us a call so we can welcome you into the fold.
Amen.
If you pray that prayer today, amen, and you wasn't sure if you can receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, pray that prayer today, the prayer of salvation.
Yes.
Today.
Hallelujah.
Call us so we can welcome you into the phone at 484.
Hallelujah.
After the shout, 484-740-5075. 484-740-5075.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. I want to pray today. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And every time we pray for the loss of the world this day, and that every man, woman, and child from here to the farthest corners of the earth be saved. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And as we intercede, Lord God, as I intercede, and I'm intercede right now, we use our faith believing that thousands this day have the opportunity to make Jesus their Lord. Amen. We ask the Lord of the harvest to thrust the perfect labors across these lives this day to share the good news of the gospel in a special way so that they will listen and understand it, that it will touch their hearts in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you and we love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Peace be with you. Peace be still to my brothers and sisters on the call today. I want you to know that God loves you and God has not forgotten about you. When you pray to us, you can pray that the Lord, like Sister Dylan always see, whatever you're doing in the season, Lord, don't do it without me. Cry out even more. Cry out even more. Hallelujah. God will receive your prayers. Cry out. Stay in that place. I want you to understand this is a lifestyle, you all. It's not a temporary fix. You know, we just don't come for 30 days or 90 days and get our fix and a feel-good time, and then we forget all about what God is doing and trying to do. No, this is a lifestyle, and you stay right there, and you walk in, and every day you have to examine yourself. Every day you got to practice that thing until you get it, until you get it down by. You got to study to hit yourself up, set your day up. How you do that? You get your, put your eyes, your ears onto the Word of God. Amen? You give your mouth to the Word of God. You speak that thing. You read the Scripture. You speak it over yourself. Amen? In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, you do this daily. Once you get it in you, guess what? You become the Word.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. But if you get the world in you, guess what? You become the world.
Hallelujah.
And that's what happened to so many of us. Amen. We become the world. We look like the world. We don't look like the world. But I'm here to tell you, we serve a God of change. We serve a God of restoration. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we serve the redeemed. Amen. Be the redeemed. And if you can speak out of your mouth, I am redeemed. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, you become free. Amen. The Bible says if the Son sets you free, then guess what? You're free indeed. So if you prayed that prayer today, guess what? You are free indeed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And my husband was saying to me, he said, your thoughts, tell him about your thoughts. He's here, but he's busy, but he's here. You are. Tell him about your thoughts, you know. If you give Satan, if you give it over to Satan, your thoughts, he'll get in. He'll your mind, you know, your mind, your thoughts are in your mind. The Bible says in Psalm 94:19, said, when my anxious thoughts multiply within me, your consolations delight my soul. I'm saying it again, you all. In Psalm 94:19, when my anxious thoughts multiply within me, your consolations delight my soul.
Uh-huh.
When we talk about soul, what are we talking about here?
We're talking about
We're talking about the mind and heart. Amen. We're talking about the mind and heart.
Amen.
Hallelujah. See, your thoughts produce your attitudes, your and behaviors, and your actions. They are of all your physical assets and the most powerful. So, our Heavenly Father wants you to direct your thoughts toward life and blessing. The Bible says, think about those things that are pure, honest, true, virtuous, lovely, and of good report. Amen. So when you control your thoughts, they cannot be used by the enemy of your soul to harass you. Your thoughts will help you become free in every aspect of your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Your thoughts. Don't give the enemy your thoughts, you all. 2 Corinthians 10 and 5 says, we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Every single thought.
Hallelujah.
Not just on every single thought.
Amen.
See, God gave you a creative mind filled with an amazing ability to think and reason. Amen.
Yes.
Your thoughts are the starting point of every decision you make and action you take.
Amen.
So you got to think it before you even do it.
Amen.
They might be doing it before they think it. People are thinking, I don't care if you think about it a short period of time or a long period of time, you thought about it.
Amen.
Before you did it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. See, your thoughts are the starting point of every decision that you make and action that you take. Understand it. Your loving Heavenly Father, our loving Heavenly Father, our Father that gave us you our guidelines in His Word to help us determine the direction your thoughts should take. He created you to fulfill every dream He placed inside you. Think higher. His ways of thinking produces peace, health, prosperity, wisdom, and so many blessings. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you have power over your own mind and thoughts.
Yes.
You have that power. When your mind try to say, no, we not going to think that. No, I'm in Christ. I'm saved. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. No, no, I'm healed. I know what you said. I speak over myself. I'm, taking captive.
Amen.
Come on now. You got to do that. Do that for yourself. Speak over yourself. Hallelujah. You have that power. Don't let it under the thoughts that the enemy is trying to put in your head to tell you to succumb to his plots and plans and agendas. Amen. Because the Bible tells us that there's nothing but to kill, steal, and destroy.
Hallelujah.
That's all. He don't come and talk to you or to heal you. He makes it look like.
Mm-hmm.
Make it look like it's going to be good. And then guess what he's doing? He's gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Laughing at you.
Gotcha. Oh, yeah. I gave you that. God gave it to you. I gave it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Amen.
You can say, oh, God, give me this just for me to struggle with. Oh, God, get gotcha. I didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Get to know me. Get a relationship with me. How are you going to think I'm giving you something when you don't even have a relationship with me?
Hallelujah.
You can think that I did this, God, but I didn't do that. This is what he did to set you up.
Hallelujah.
He sets you up.
Hallelujah.
Just to say, gotcha.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Amen.
And you say, look how often you know me. Then I'm about to move.
You ain't been in no word.
You got no relationship with me. You ain't in
no relationship with God.
Jesus.
God talks to you.
Jesus. Hallelujah. I had a lady over there. I said, let us confess to you one another. So then we going to pray. Whatever you need to pull out, pull out. Whatever you need to say, say it right now. And be honest about it. Let us pray about it.
Yes.
And that you can be free. So you can finally be free. Be honest about it, because God knows. I say, having that relationship. You know, a lot of us, we go to church, but all we do is we get church service. We get the altar service. We never get God. The word never take root in us. You know, because we should not be the same. The word changes you. It doesn't say you're not going to have, you have this information, but you have the power to speak to that thing and command it to cease and come out of you in the name of Jesus Christ. And that's the same thing with sisters. You have the power. You go, well, I don't believe that in your mind because you allow that thought to fester. And that's manifested itself in your body because, this is just too hard. And the doctor saying this is not. And you're looking at the light now.
Yeah.
But I want you to know that God is able.
Yeah.
He's able. Hallelujah. Will you trust Him? God bless you all. God keep you. We love you and we thank God for you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. God, I ask that you continue to bless all. Lord, that you will increase all, oh God, right now in peace, oh God, in your strength. Father God, that you will touch every heart and mind that's on the line today, oh God. And let people come and be still in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we love you. We need you right now, Father God. Lord, we ask that you work a miracle in the life of your daughter, Karen Lewis, in the life of your daughter, Ruth May, oh God, in the life of your daughter, Dorisa Jones, in the life of your daughter, Becky Jackson, in the life of your daughter, Connie Northern, regarding her family right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, everyone that's on the line today, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. We need to let this Sister Sharon go to the line. Sister Sharon, go in and shout. Open up your mouth and shout. Give God a praise. Glory and honor and shout. Glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God is good.
thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I thank you for the Lord, because I know God is real, and I know he answers the prayer. And I'm just trusting in him, because there ain't no one else I can trust in but him. And I just give God.
Yes,
I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. I love you, Lord.
Thank you. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you, Sister Sharon. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. God bless everyone here as we wrap up the 5 to 6:30 hour. Amen. God bless you. We bless you here to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace, and it's in Jesus' name. Again, if you prayed that prayer of salvation, we want to welcome you into the fold. Give us a call at 484-740-5075. God bless you. May God keep you. May you trust God in everything concerning you. Hallelujah. We love you. God bless you. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Yeah.